Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
I wanted to do this topic yesterday, but we had a one-hour show. So we'll do it today. Let's just pretend like that this is the month of April I'm asking this question. The Royals just released their player and pitcher of the month. Bobby Witt Jr., shocker, was the player of the month. Chris Bubich was the pitcher of the month for the Royals. What I want to know is who you think the biggest unsung hero is for the first month of the Royals. 913-586-7965. My answer is Michael Lorenzen. My answer is Michael Lorenzen because the starting pitchers are supposed to be good anyway, right? We saw what Lugo and Cole Reagans and Michael Wacha and those guys did. And look, Bubich maybe falls into this category too. I wouldn't have a strong argument against it if you told me your answer was Bubich. But he burst onto the scene so early, he feels properly sung, probably, at this point, the way I would put it. Michael Lorenzen is the fifth starter on a team that didn't know, like, Michael Lorenzen wasn't even guaranteed the job going into the season. And he's got a sub-3 ERA. He's coming off a six-inning outing where he only gave up one run. He has been as consistent as any other pitcher in the rotation as the fifth guy getting called up every time through towards the end of series, day game, whatever. Doesn't matter. Michael Lorenzen is my answer because I'm surprised at how good of a job he's already done inside this rotation.
I like that one a lot. I mean, you're right. Bubich hit the ground running after the Tommy John and has been incredible to open up this year. Lorenzen, a guy they acquired last year from Texas, and he did some good things, and then he got banged up and then didn't really have any run in the postseason. You didn't know what to expect from him coming into the year and is, you know, going into his 30s. And he's been nails, especially when you look at who you expected to be great. And not that Cole Reagans and Lugo have been bad. They've done their jobs well this year, but they kind of got off to slow starts to begin the year. And guys like Lorenzen and Wacha and Bubich kind of picked up the slack in the back half of that rotation, which was massive. I know I've already mentioned his name a couple of times, and mentioning it a third time feels like a cop out, but I'll do it anyway. I don't think people are talking enough about Mikel Garcia.
Is he hitting like 293? I haven't looked at his average lately.
He's hitting 296.
Oh, 296. Yeah, I was underselling it. My apologies.
Yeah, he's hitting
They're undefeated when he has two hits in a game. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. I mean, he's hitting 296. He's got a 353 on base percentage. He's already got seven stolen bases this year, although unfortunately he does lead Major League Baseball in caught stealings. He's been thrown out five times. But, I mean, man, he's been great. He's got 32 hits to 18 walks. For a guy who hit 231 a year ago, in March and April of last year, just comparing year over year his splits, March and April of 24, he hit 231.
And that was with a 300 May. He was really bad in April, Michael.
Yes, he was horrible. In May, he hit 305, and in June, he hit 142. So for him to get off to as good of a start this year compared to where he was at a year ago, if that can continue into the month of May, fantastic. But I think we're seeing him sort of fall back into the form we saw from him in 2023, where he hit 272 across 123 games. If he can be that guy I think a huge part of it is moving him out of that leadoff spot. I don't think that that was where he was most comfortable.
Yeah.
Putting him fifth in the order, hitting behind Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi, I think is a beautiful sweet spot for him. I have been incredibly impressed, and I don't think we're talking enough about him.
So with him, he is a little bit like Salvador Perez in that he is a hot or cold hitter. So take advantage when he's hot. They are 10-0 when he hits two hits this year, which is wild. But that probably speaks to your point of like, he matters to them, right? They're undefeated when Mikel Garcia gets on base a couple of times. Yesterday, it was a little bit of everybody. I went to the pitching staff, and I could make an argument for Schreiber. I could make an argument for Lynch.
Yeah, Daniel Lynch was one I thought of.
Some of these guys, it's kind of hard to feel like to exclude the pitching, just knowing that that's been what's carried them for a huge chunk. Because, like, I can't tell you Estevez is unsung or Urseg is unsung. That would be inaccurate. Everybody knows what those guys have brought to the table. Like, to the point that, like, Michael Lorenzen, three-point, that's the guy I mentioned. He's made six starts, so he showed up every time. 3.48 ERA. He has only given up 13 earned runs. He has struck out 28. And he has been the winning pitcher more than any other starter. And this is, pitcher wins are an anomaly, right? Most of the time. But they win when he starts. And I think it's largely because teams who haven't screwed around with the rotation yet, Michael Lorenzen, for at least half of those starts, has got to go up against the other guy who stinks, right? No, it's the fifth starter for the other team, right? I'm up against a guy who is barely at the back end. Well, he's significantly better than them.
Yeah.
Like, because he's he's performing well, even if he was going up against everyone's ace. But because he's lining up towards the back end of a lot of these teams' rotations here in this early stretch, they get a lot of wins off of that, right? They're getting a lot of, like, just straight-up Ws off of playing it through there. Look, on the hitting end, I would probably answer Mikel Garcia. I think Freddie Fermin, who's been a really nice player, and especially for a backup catcher role, you could probably do it. Drew, your answer is?
Drew Waters. Not just because his name is Drew.
Yeah, I was about to say, wait, is this a bias? Is this a Drew bias?
I don't think it is as much as that is just what he's been able to do. And people in the text line
have played half as many games, but like they needed some offense when he came up, and he's given it to them.
I think that's the biggest thing is we not necessarily expected him to be here, but, you know, with MJ struggling, he has an opportunity to really salvage things and get on the right side, I think, with the fan base, and he's been able to do a nice job of that. I mean, he's hitting the best average he's ever had. On-base percentage is the best that, you know, he's had in over the course of his career. He's on a four-game hitting streak now. He's been able to deliver when asked to, it seems like, more than some of the others that, you know, with a team that's struggling as much as the Royals have been on offense. He's been one of the bright spots.
Some of the ones on the text line, 913-586-7965. I saw Kyle Isbell. And look, Isbell's numbers are not going to, like, blow you away. But he's available. He does some bunting. He gets, you know, like, he's got 10 RBI, which is more or the same amount as Michael Massey, only one less than Mikel Garcia. So, like, you know, he does some little things well where, like, just as long as you're not counting on him to be the some superstar hitter that he's not, you're getting some good value out of that. That's not a bad answer. So yeah, I saw Kyle Isbell. I saw Freddie Fermin. I saw your guy, Drew Waters, over on the text line to go with ours as well. The bullpen is the only answer for the only one that I'm finding less people are mentioning, which is surprising to me. And I think that's because you just think of it as being Urseg and Estevez.
Yeah. You look at the unit as a whole.
And you're
right.
Like, I just want to be clear. There are other guys in this bullpen that are pitching Maybe not as well as those guys, but pretty close. Daniel Lynch on the season. He has three wins, by the way. He's 3-0 out of the bullpen. He has a 1.26 ERA in 13 games. Schreiber has a 2.03 ERA in 13 games. And Angel Zerpa has a 3.97 ERA in 12 games. And Zerpa started off, just as a reminder, he started off kind of slow and now seems to be stabilizing where he was. I mean, there are some definite answers here. Hitting, Mikel might matter more because nobody else was hitting.
Right.
So it's like, Mikel and Drew Waters makes sense because you're just like, who?
Who outside of Bobby is getting on base right now?
Bobby. I mean, he's getting on base all the time.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.